Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Miss North Florida 2025 is now threatened with a lawsuit for standing for truth. We're going to be talking about our client on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, Kaylee Bush was crowned Miss North Florida 2025 back in 2024, and she started fulfilling her duties. And then a few weeks after she started fulfilling her duties, they handed her a contract. And of course, the smart girl that she is read the contract and said, wait a minute, this says that a male who undergoes so-called reassignment surgery, which is not possible anyway, before the age of 14, which is against the law in Florida, can be considered a female and compete in the same pageant?
Yeah.
I don't agree with that.
So the new contract language in 2.5.1 says sex. The applicant must be female. Female means a born female or an individual who has fully completed sex reassignment surgery via vaginoplasty from male to female.
But in order to do that, they have to do it as a minor to compete in that pageant.
And they have to do that by age 14. That's right.
And that's against Florida law.
And the contract also later says that the individual can compete who has fully completed sex reassignment surgery via vaginoplasty, and that the doctor must certify that he or she has performed surgery that has, quote, left the individual with no male genitalia and is irreversible, close quote. So it's pretty clear what they're saying. Someone who is born biologically male with male genitalia, if they, before the age of 14, have their male genitalia removed and they have an artificial vaginoplasty performed, which is unbelievable kind of a surgery, then that boy, the biological boy, is now considered, under the contract, under the Miss America pageant, a female and can compete in the Miss America pageant.
It's just absurd. I mean, like, what kind of world are we living in today, Matt? And then as a result, she said, no, I can't sign this. This is against common sense. This is against my religious beliefs. This is against the law, et cetera, et cetera. So as a result, she lost the benefits of her crown and was not permitted to participate in the next round of the pageant, which would have been the Miss Florida.
Florida goes on to the Miss America pageant.
And then, of course, at the Brave Girls, we started representing her and started speaking out about it. And the Miss America, well, they didn't really like that.
No, they threatened to sue her. This is the second time they threatened to sue Kaylee Bush.
Well, we sent them two demand letters to
begin
with, right?
We sent them two demand letters
and went back and forth
about this, asking them to reconsider so that she could continue to compete. Modify that language, don't require her to sign that language, let her strike through this language and then sign it with her signature. No, this is their language. And Kaylee, she chose a crown. She chose to lay down the crown rather than to sacrifice her integrity in the truth. And, you know, it's several things. Number one, obviously Kaylee is a very strong Christian. She is an amazing young woman. But this is not only part of her Christian beliefs, it's part of just common sense. A boy can't be a girl. Kaylee can't and will not lie to suggest that a boy can be a girl. And then number two, to suggest that a boy can become a, quote, female by virtue of removing his genitalia and doing some other kind of reconstructive surgery, that's abusive to boys. It is dangerous. And she does not want to give the false impression that that is acceptable, that that's possible, that that is something that should be considered essentially in this Miss America pageant. In fact, she chose Miss America over Miss Universe and other pageants because Miss Universe some years ago had gone down the wrong road.
Yeah, they're already doing this.
They're already doing this nonsense.
You got males competing.
Yeah, males competing in Miss Universe pageant, which is absolutely stupid. Miss America never did that. And Miss America has, for over 100 years, they have honored women, empowered women, given women a platform, scholarship opportunities, a platform to speak as they compete. It's been an amazing situation for so many young women. And so Kaylee entered the Miss North Florida pageant, won 4 weeks later as she and the other queens from the other different regions that won in their particular competitions were coming together for photo ops. Then Miss America presented a brand new contract, which she had never seen before. It was not like something that she had signed to enter the Miss North Florida contract in that pageant. And it had this definition that was brand newly minted regarding a female can include a male who's gone through these kinds of surgeries.
And, you know, I commend her because she sacrificed, you know, these girls get scholarships. But bottom line, the Miss America, I mean, you remember years ago it used to be wholesome. Bob Barker would do the announcement, yeah. And here she comes, Miss America. And it was all very wholesome. But it's about empowering, recognizing women for their accomplishments, not just physical beauty, but their talents, their intellect. And she certainly has all of those qualities. And as a result, she lost scholarships as well as the opportunity to participate at the further pageants.
Yeah, one of our staff members, Michaela, she won Miss Florida, and she went on to compete in Miss America. This was during COVID, so she was actually the longest reigning queen because the year that she won, the next year was COVID, and they did not have competition. So she actually wore the crown for 2 years. But when she won during those early 2000 time period, they did not have this in the contract. So between the time that Kaylee competed in 2024, in the time that Michaela won Miss Florida, went on to Miss America 2020, 2021, those time frames, then the contract changed and was that short period of time. So again, we have someone who's very talented, Michaela, who won Miss Florida, went on to Miss America. She's one of our staff members, very articulate, solid Christian, talented in so many ways you have to be to win this pageant. And when she competed in 2020, then you did not have this situation where she had to sign this contract. But just a few years later, 2024, Kaylee gets presented with this contract. I call upon Miss America to go back and just define female as the way it should be. You ought to know what a female is, and it's not a boy who goes through surgery, whatever you want to call it, sex reassignment surgery. What you're saying in your contract says that the doctor needs to certify that the male genitalia are removed and that the surgery is irreversible, so that the doctor has to certify for Miss America that they have been surgically removed and that this surgery is now irreversible.
But, you know, I call upon, you know, these other young women that are competing in these pageants, as well as their parents, to speak up and say, this is wrong. And we join with Kaylee Bush. We want to also stand for truth and be courageous that, you know, a crown is not worth denying the truth.
Yeah, I agree. Because there are other people that just went ahead and signed the contract.
Right.
Because they were more interested in competing on the crown rather than
upholding. Maybe they didn't
the
read
truth
it or something.
Integrity.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the fact is, I think they did read it, and they just didn't have the courage and integrity that Kaylee
had. Well, they'll
be
hearing about it now, though, because
we're
doing
Kaylee,
a lot of media.
She was invited to an organization that is an international group called She Leads America, but it's also She Leads in other places of the world, mm-hmm. the particular country. But it started here in America, She Leads America. So she was invited to come there, and she was honored with the 2025 Young Christian Woman of Distinction Award on October 10, 2025. So she was given a crown, Miss She Leads America. Mm-hmm. It was an amazing event.
Yeah,
she
was
not expecting that. So she was actually in Washington, D.C. just recently coming out of a She Leads America event. And that's when TMZ reporters were outside and they ran to her and they asked her a question about her situation. She didn't go and seek them. They came and sought her as she was leaving the She Leads America.
Yeah, they didn't even know who she was. They're just like, what is all this about? Can you tell me what's going on and why you had this on and all that? So
yeah, so this, she had a Miss She Leads America
mm-hmm,
on. And so
right.
She told her about,
I'm holding the crown.
They knew about
yeah.
some of the questions they asked and they asked her. And that interview has gone viral. It's everywhere. So it is out there. The word is getting out. This is a young woman. Continue to pray for Kaylee Bush and pray for our case. She is our client at Liberty Counsel. We are honored to know her and to represent her. In fact, she will be coming to our gala in 2026, April 11, where you can see Kaylee Bush there at the gala. Passing the torch of liberty is our theme. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.